Welcome to KPL Lit Talks.
In today's podcast, the joke's on us. I'm Claudette Stockwell, the library director.
I'm Kim Mather, teen and adult services librarian.
And I'm Kylie Rowan, the marketing and technology librarian.
We're so excited to just talk about how we've made fools of ourselves during our lifetime.
Oh,
aren't
boy.
We, Kimberly?
Ooh, yes.
Since it's April Fool's Day, we thought, why not just tell some silly tales? And Kim,
yes.
Since this was your idea, please tell us how you have embarrassed yourself.
Okay, so I'll start with my earliest memory. I mean, something, you know, before that. But the one that comes to mind, I was in the sixth grade. And have you ever heard of the wraparound skirts? Do you remember them? I mean, I know they don't seem to be around anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, so...
Oh, no. I'm already like, oh no.
My gosh.
What happened?
Yeah. So I wore a wraparound skirt to school, which for me was... I mean, you guys don't... I mean, you see me dressed up here a lot, you know, wearing skirts, although lately I've been, you know, it's cold in the winter and I don't like to be cold. So I've been wearing a lot of pants. But I used to wear skirts like every day to work. But when I was in school, I was such a tomboy, you know, all the sports, and I couldn't be caught dead in a dress or a skirt. But for whatever reason, I had gotten this skirt, and it was just such a beautiful color. It was some kind of a teal, and it was a wraparound skirt. And so my mom helped me put it on that morning. And, I mean, obviously, I was old enough to dress myself, but I'd never, you know, I didn't quite have the concept of this wraparound skirt. And apparently, she didn't either, because when I was outside at recess, it fell off right down to my ankle.
Oh, no. That's even worse than I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say it came undone, but
No, it right down to my ankles. And if that happened now, it would be a big deal because I don't wear slips. But back then, that was a thing. Like, you know, had to wear a slip, you know, I mean, because, you know, I don't know, it was just a thing. So, you know, of course, my mother instilled on me, you had to wear a slip. But now it's like, I can't be bothered to wear a slip. Yeah. So it would be very embarrassing now. But at least I still had the slip on.
That's good.
But then I you know, the teacher let me go to the restroom to reattach it and put it on.
Know.
And I didn't know how to put the thing on.
Oh, no.
It was quite the fiasco. So that was the earliest thing I can think of. I mean,
oh, wow.
I bet you there's something else.
I'm sure
like
there
that
is.
Just right. Traumatized me. You know, I don't know that I ever wore the skirt again.
Oh, no, that is awful. And that reminds me of a tale that I totally forgot about that happened to me a few years back. You know, I went to the bathroom, the staff bathroom, and then when I left, like I had tights on, I had a skirt. This is why, like, it's, you know, reminding me. And Tina came running after me. I don't know what happened, but like part of my skirt was stuck in my tights.
Yes.
Thank goodness she caught me and she fixed it.
Yes.
So it was like a crisis averted. And it, you
right.
know, I don't think anybody else saw me, but it was still a little of that internal, oh my God. So like every time I'm like, is my skirt okay?
I hear ya, because that happened to me once too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually that made me think that happened to me too. In like first or second grade, but like I went to the bathroom and then it was like during dismissal time and I was of course the last bus to get called.
Yeah.
So like we had to like do the duties at the end of the day, like, and mine was cleaning the blackboard. And so I was standing up on a chair cleaning the blackboard and my teacher comes over and says, your skirt.
Oh, no.
My skirt was completely tucked into my tights.
And how long had it been since you used the restroom?
I mean, probably only like 15 minutes.
Okay. So it wasn't like all day long and no one told you.
That like really scarred me and traumatized me. And I didn't wear skirts for years.
For years.
Yeah.
It's funny how those embarrassing moments can really stay with you.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's,
I think it's just like it comes with the territory wearing skirts. Like there's got to be something.
There's got to be something.
You know?
Yeah. Windy day. Whoop.
Oh,
got to
be
careful of that.
Right.
That has happened a few times to me. And you're just like, oh, whoops.
Yes.
Yes. The woes of being a woman.
Yeah. I know, right? Yeah. If we have any male listeners, they're probably thinking, what the heck are they talking about?
Unless they're wearing skirts too. And then we're just letting you know. Protect yourselves.
That's right.
So I went on a first date and I was at a restaurant and I was super nervous. And just so that things could possibly feed more into that nervousness, I spilled my Coke all over my lap. I'll never forget that. That was like so terrible.
Oh, did you get a second date?
We did.
You did?
We, okay. we did. So, so it worked out okay.
Too bad.
No, it wasn't too bad, but still one of those like horrifying moments that you never forget.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
That made me think in third grade, it was during lunchtime, but we ate lunch in the classroom, but they would still have like food that you could buy. And so I would always get like a chocolate milk or something like that. And I was drinking my chocolate milk and I spilt it all over my light khaki pants.
Oh no.
And I was freezing cold and I had to walk to the nurse and they had to give me like a new pair of pants.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yes. Yep. That's
And I cried, of course.
Of course. But, because everybody, you know, at that age, you know, kids, they like to, you know, be jerks and they like to make fun of you. So
we're
they probably
so
are all
too.
Teasing that you wet your pants instead of that you spilled your drink.
I can't even remember. I don't think anybody even said anything to me. But, like, I was just so worried that, like, something would happen or whatever.
Sure.
So I build things up in my head a lot.
Well, so that's probably if I think back to my earliest like embarrassing memory, it was probably kindergarten, and they had a merry-go-round, and the older kids made us like the youngers like run, and you know like they wanted us to like hold on to it, run and spin them, I was scared to do it because I've always been nervous, and I fell.
Oh.
And really hurt myself, and I remember them all laughing at me. That's an early memory.
Yeah, that's
talk about traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Just stay away from the playground.
Funny.
It wasn't really funny,
but just
thinking of like embarrassing moments, though, that older kids laughing at me, like that's an embarrassing, and you know probably that internalized something that you carry with you because you think about people looking at you when you're growing up through school.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Other funny stories, Kim.
Well, I don't know that this is funny, but I did find it embarrassing to me. So I was asked to sing the national anthem for opening day at Little League. My brother played Little League. I was not allowed because I was a girl. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I was asked to sing national anthem, and the person that was going to be my musical accompaniment, whatever, wasn't available. So I had to do it a cappella, which wouldn't be terrible, I suppose. And I practiced and I practiced. But of course, I went out there to sing. And like, as soon as I started to sing, I had a frog. I had a frog in my throat.
And I'm still do all these years later.
Right. And so I started with "Oh Say Can You," and then I go, you know, because it just, and of course you're out there, everybody's looking at you, you know, and I have to continue, and so I then sang, and I just remember when I was done running to my father, and just you know like because I just felt like so big, you know, really messed up bad, but I mean nobody ever said that I just felt like, so to me that was very embarrassing. So
I mean, sometimes I think that's exactly what it is. What's really embarrassing to us that we're internalizing and holding.
Right.
Other people probably aren't even thinking about it.
Sure.
I have to tell myself that all the time. I have to like really be like, just stop, like in my brain, because what I'm thinking, I'm sure other people are not, you know, but it is. Yeah. One of the first times I went on Winnie, the local radio station, I was working in the children's department, and I think ebooks and audiobooks might have just been starting to rise in popularity. And when I worked on the children's side, man, I just was really not like library mode at all.
Sure.
Just like, you know, story times and that kind of stuff.
All the fun stuff.
Right, all the fun stuff. So if you would ask me anything about administration or anything new, I really just had no clue. And I remember Gary O like asking, "So Claudette," like, and it was random. So he's been less random as years have gone on. So you're more prepared, but you know, he just threw that out there. So would you like to talk about, you know, I don't know if it was Overdrive or Libby, or it wouldn't have been Libby then.
Yeah, it would have been
right.
And I just remember being like, no, I wouldn't like to talk about it because I really had nothing to say. So on the spot, like, you know, and you're like live radio.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad. So that one, I've always tried to be prepared so they can laugh when I go on with my cut, like maybe sheep, but I'm ready. Here you go, Gary-O. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he'll throw that, like, what are you reading right now? I had that happen, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know that anybody caught it, but I was reading a John Grisham book, and I totally described the book, but attached it to the wrong title.
Oh.
And afterwards, I was like, oh, my, you got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That happened to me kind of when I was working at a different library, and I went on to the radio station local for them, and the guy, I wasn't planning on him asking me what I was reading. And he's like, what, you know, what are you reading or what's on your nightstand or whatever? And I, do you think I could remember the title? And
I'm like, of course
we
can't.
I had the author, you know, I could at least say the author, but I was like, I can't for the life of me remember the name of the book.
Kylie can relate to that because it's always like, well, we're reading a book. And it's about something, and it's written by someone.
When you're not prepared, like, Claudette, like, you sprung this podcast
I really
on
did.
Me, and you're like,
and
hey.
She's like, speaking of embarrassing moments.
Yeah,
yeah. I know, I'm like, oh, I need to have, like, a script, like, all prepared and written out, or else I'm like, I know nothing. And it's just everything's blank.
Everything is blank. But see, even as we're talking, like it's these like other little memories talking. Start yeah. synapsing in see? Our brains. So
yeah, you just need conversation.
Yeah.
Conversation.
This is pretty
it up.
Relaxed. But like thinking yeah. like if I was on the radio, like
I've had some killer moments. I really mm-hmm. have some killer moments mm-hmm. where you're just like, oh, this is the worst thing ever. Right? Yeah. Yeah, so I really do try to come prepared, or at the very least, I'll just, can I sing a song instead? I don't know. And
just
then
don't
I probably forget the lyrics.
Oh, that would be really bad, right?
Yeah, and we've had that happen too, where someone's phone went off in the process. Yes. It's like, so I always make sure I'm like, just shut my phone off. It wasn't me, thank goodness, but, you know, just always trying to make sure of those things. I'm trying to think, what other kind of embarrassing moments do I have? Probably a million, but... I got to think about them.
I probably have one that tops them all
okay.
for you guys.
Let's hear it. We can't wait.
Well, I think it's funny looking back at it. Boy, did I feel stupid when I did it. So I left the convenience store. Now, mind you, it's a convenience store. Mm-hmm. It's not like Walmart or, you know, Big Y or Stop and Shop where you've got a huge parking lot. There's like... I don't know. There was at this particular place, there was like five or six parking spots at the, you know, right near the sidewalk. And that was it. I got out of the store and I went and sat in the wrong car.
No.
I did. And I didn't even know it. I have my key and I'm putting it in the ignition and it won't start. And I can't remember now because we're talking a long time ago. I can't remember if I if I even got the key into the ignition. But at any rate, nothing was happening, you know, and I kept trying and trying. And then I realized I'm in the wrong car.
Oh
my That's goodness. My car right over there.
Oh, no. That is pretty embarrassing. Oh, no.
So, yep.
Did the other person catch you?
If they did, I'm not aware of it.
Okay.
So,
well, that's
oh, my goodness.
I know, because that would have been even worse, right?
Oh, my goodness.
It was my own embarrassment.
That is priceless. I do love that story. That's fantastic.
Yeah. It was the same color car. I don't remember what kind of car it was, mm-hmm. but it was the same color.
Was it the same car, do you know?
I don't think so.
Or was it just the same color? Oh, that's even better.
It was just the same color.
Oh, boy.
That's great.
This actually, the same thing happened, a little bit less, but we were coming out of Stop and Shop, and Ryan, like, just, like, was walking next to me, and he sometimes, like, opens the door for me, so, like, he's usually the one driving, mm-hmm. but he comes around my side, and he, like, let me, like, pull on this person's door. And I'm like, it was the same silver Subaru Forester. Like,
okay.
I was like,
yes.
trying to pull on their door and open it. And Ryan's just like sitting there, like standing there just watching.
Did he know?
Me. Oh,
he sure he did.
He
was
knew.
Just
he just
being
let me
silly.
Do it. And yeah. we were like two cars down.
Oh, no.
He just let me do that. Pulling on the door. Oh, boy.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
So awful. Right? But sometimes we need a good laugh.
We do. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think if you can laugh at yourself, that's good. Even if in the moment you're not. But
no.
afterwards, they're great stories, aren't they?
Sure are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up because
oh, good.
It's good to have a silly
yeah,
you know, a silliness to life.
We could use a good laugh.
We could. Any other?
At my expense.
At your expense. Any other embarrassing moments that you just can't help but share with us?
I mean, I have my crab cake one.
The one that, yes, was also your biggest regret. I know. Well, you know, when you're stealing people's crab cakes.
This is the one that I always think of when someone says, like, something embarrassing. Right. This one.
All right. So it was your biggest regret and your biggest embarrassment.
Yes. We were at my neighbor's house. I'll do a quick little rundown. We were at my neighbor's house for a cookout. We used to go over there all the time. This was the first time we've been over in a couple of years. So, like, I wasn't too familiar with them and everything. They had all of their family. They just, like, invited us over to be nice, you know?
And they never invited you again.
Yeah, we were just, like, I was sitting with my family, and then, like, their whole family were on, like, tables and tables. But they had these crab cakes that they were, like, cooking. And they would bring out, like, plates of all the stuff, and you would, like, pick yours. And there was this one plate that was brought to the middle of a table. And so I run over because I'm like, these are really good crab cakes. I really need some more. And so I grab like 4 crab cakes, put them in my bowl, and then scoot away back to my family and hide like behind my mom and eat my crab cakes. And then I see a person come down sitting with a fork and a knife like right next right in front of that plate. And that was their personal plate.
Yes.
Like that wasn't like a serving plate. It was their actual plate. I just stole food off.
Oh my goodness.
So really have carried this with you. Right? It's awesome. It's so
A dead giveaway might have been, was there anything other than crab cakes on the plate?
Yeah.
No. No. Yes. Yeah. She was like, yes, thanks for pointing
like,
that out.
It was
out.
All like fried food. So I was like, it's just like a serving plate. No, it wasn't. No. It was a personal like plate.
Oh my goodness.
And like people were at the table. Just they saw me and didn't say a word. They were like, but you were younger. This girl?
You were younger.
I was like 15.
Oh, you weren't that young.
No.
Oh, okay. You didn't. Okay. I don't but think you revealed
like,
that.
I was in like the little. I was podcast. Probably. I looked probably like I was like 11 or 12.
Okay.
I always like looked younger.
They were probably just like, just feed her. She's hungry.
So that one is a big one, and it is going to stick with me for the rest
for the rest of your life.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. When we have any kind of group luncheons, we just protect our plates. Keep them with us and away from you.
Yeah.
Now that you have so many dietary restrictions, we're safer.
There we go.
Phew. Because yes, nobody will probably want what you have.
Yeah. She can't eat what we have, so we're safe.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Well, I think the thing to think about is that sometimes the embarrassing moments truly are just that. They're just truly embarrassing moments.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're just something we internalize that no one else has given thought to. And we're probably going to have more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Always.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully this gave everybody a little laugh. And thanks, everybody, for listening.
Catch you later.
Bye.